USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The large makeshift migrant camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, is now vacant. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said on Friday. This as President Biden is condemning images of Border Patrol agents on horseback aggressively confronting illegal immigrant Haitians in Texas. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton reacts to Biden's comments.
Look, the Border Patrol have been given an impossible job by this president who doesn't want to enforce our border. They're brave men and women in law enforcement. There's plenty of places on our southern border where Border Patrol agents need to use horses to cover large amounts of forbidding terrain. And I think it's disgraceful that Joe Biden is blaming these brave men and women in law enforcement for his failures.
President Biden is considering executive actions on police reforms. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are back in the wetlands of southwest Florida looking for Brian Laundry. He's the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Investigators are searching for Laundry in the Carlton Reserve, a big prairie and swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundry went missing after his parents said he went for a hike in the park 10 days ago. Yesterday, an arrest warrant was issued for Laundry after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Petito's death. After cheering the approval of the Pfizer COVID booster shots, President Biden has a message for everyone who has chosen not to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. It can save your life, your life. It can save the lives of those around you.
Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 33 points to close at 34,798. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Indian Prime Minister. President Biden explains what the two leaders will be talking about in their meeting.
Prime Minister and I are going to be talking today about what more we can do to fight COVID-19, take on the climate challenges that the world face, and ensure stability in the Indo-Pacific, including with our own Quad partners.
The two are participating in an in-person meeting of the Quad Nations on Friday, which includes leaders from Japan and Australia. President Biden adding, due to a strong relationship between the United States and India, the two can tackle challenges together. In the House, GOP leadership is urging the party to vote no on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that will come up for a vote next week. Iowa Congressman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business to explain the reasons why she's not in favor of the bill.
It's triggering inflation. It's horrible for our economy, and it's not the right time to be spending this much money on policies Americans don't want or need right now.
On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Democrats also reached agreement on a framework to pay for a larger budget package. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announcing on Twitter Friday that he will be running for an 8th term in Iowa. Grassley set to face former Democratic Representative Abby Finkenbauer's year's general election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.